Fresh water is a valuable asset, so valuable that one company felt some countries might be willing to pay to have it shipped by tanker from the Great Lakes. Other schemes in the past have suggested water might be piped from the Great Lakes to arid areas of the southwestern United States. The governors of the eight states around the Great Lakes and the premiers of Ontario and Quebec have so far limited diversions of Great Lakes water. But pressures to export the water have increased in recent years, so the state and provincial governments have agreed that use of the Great Lakes water should be governed more closely. To do that, the governors and premiers have signed an agreement called Charter Annex 2001. It's a proposed amendment to the Great Lakes Charter that would protect the lakes from wholesale withdrawals. Michael Donahue is with the Great Lakes Commission. The commission will be gathering a lot of the data to help the states and provinces put together restrictions. Those restrictions will need to stand the test of international trade laws that call for free and open commerce of natural resources, such as fresh water.
We all agree that it's much more complicated than just saying no to water diversions. We need to come up with a scientifically sound and legally defensible process that accommodates international trade law, accommodates U.S. and Canadian law, and yet at the same time does the right thing for the resource.
By saying the right thing for the resource, Donahue is referring to things such as making sure there's not so much water withdrawn as to cause environmental or economic damage to the Great Lakes Basin. The states and provinces have given themselves 3 years to come up with a binding agreement that will govern water use in the Great Lakes Basin and outside of the basin. It's expected to include provisions to ensure the protection of the environment of the Great Lakes. In the meantime, Canada has established a moratorium on Great Lakes water exports. The states have not gone that far, but the governors did agree to put more restrictions on diversions and withdrawals. Matt Vanover is a spokesperson for Illinois Governor George Ryan. He says Governor Ryan, like the other Great Lakes governors, thought there needed to be an interim agreement.
Well, he believes the agreement provides, on an interim basis, the tools necessary for the Great Lakes states and governments of Ontario and Quebec to ensure Great Lakes water is used wisely to benefit everyone, and that it will govern Great Lakes water use until new binding agreements can be developed and signed.
This agreement does not go as far as the Charter Annex 2001 will go, and that concerns some people. Reg Gilbert is with the international watchdog group Great Lakes United. Gilbert says the document signed by the governors is stronger than the informal guidelines the states have been following, but
as far as we can tell, it does not apply to groundwater, which is a significant source of fossil export and diversion, and it doesn't explicitly address protecting the environment. At the same time, it is a big advance on what they've got now, so we're glad that they at least signed something.
Meanwhile, communities around the Great Lakes are wondering exactly how it might affect them. Some metropolitan areas have seen great growth, and new water lines have taken Great Lakes water farther and farther inland. The interim agreement and the Annex 2001 might somewhat curtail the use of water in the Great Lakes Basin and restrict the export of the water from the lakes or from the groundwater in the basin, whether it's by tanker ship, pipeline, or bottled water shipped out by truck. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.